Let me now open the floor for some questions and comments. We have, in the interest of time, at least one question to all of you. But if the audience would like to write a question, please use the chat box as usual. So let's start with a question to Danuta. How do you assess farmers which have no or limited bookkeeping? Do they get access to your loans? How does it work? How do you deal with them? Danuta, over to you.
The question regards small farmers. How do we work with them? Give them access to the products, right? How to develop their perhaps accounting competencies? Is that the question?
Yes, particularly if they have zero or limited accounting books.
Well, as a bank, that together with cooperative banks, well, we try to educate our customers, our clients, completing application forms and encouraging these customers is also in our interest, because then we have a happy customer, and our role as an associative bank, as a cooperative bank, is to educate customers and to help them complete application forms, telling them what they can use, what products they can use, and what they can use the financing for. So in this way, we promote our products. We work very closely, teleconferencing with banks, and we talk about various topics. And of course, always one of the topics is AGF guarantee. So what we do is share experience and encourage people, even if they don't have good accounting skills, to go to a cooperative bank or our bank, and they will receive assistance.
Very good. Maybe a question to Piotr. You touch upon this, but maybe if you can give a better feeling on the appetite of the market for the guarantee product in agriculture, and also if there is any additional budget left under this action.
Yes, we can see growing interest in guaranteed loans, so with AGF guarantees, especially since guarantees for liquidity loans during the pandemic have been offered. With each month, we see sales growing. We have utilized more than a half of the budget appropriated to this purpose, and almost the entire allocation to the fund has been divided up between crediting, lending, banks. These are guarantee limits. So banks still have some unutilized appropriations that they can use to extend guaranteed loans. Now, if the sales continue to go up, or maybe even speeds up in the coming months, by all indications, we will utilize the current allocation through the end of 2021. So what we'll count on is for our talks with the Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development to produce effects in the form of an increased allocation, so that in future years, further financing can be obtained to facilitate access to funding to farmers and processors. And we would like to, of course, develop the product to market expectations.
Uh, Very good. Thank you. Thank you very much. Maybe, Maciej, a question looking forward. What are, in your opinions, the subsector of the agriculture and agro-food sector that will further develop or will develop faster in Poland in the next years? How do you see the trends?
If one could answer this question, they would qualify for a Nobel Prize. I have experience from the poultry sector, quite extensive. I've worked with a company that has one of the biggest such establishments in Poland. And 50% of poultry production is now exported from Poland, thanks in significant part to me. That sector is going to continue to have a great potential. But what do you do when birds fly over these farms and you have bird flu, avian influenza? Suddenly, the market collapses overnight. Problems are huge. The problems are huge for egg producers, for breeding bird producers. Generally, poultry producers, because of the disposal and culling issues. Now, if I were to ask you which industries are going to stay around, these would be all plant growers. There is a huge increase in land purchases, and it would be great for guarantees to support that too, but I know that there are EU limitations here. Although that is something that should be worked on, I believe. Land and agricultural machinery get financed very well, but there's no good answer to your question, because I could say it's rape and wheat, while a year from now, people will start focusing on wheat and rape, and then you will call me, because there might be some weather issues, or let's say some wheat fungi issues, and then things will change. Well, that's what farming's all about, and understanding this will make you the key person to talk to farmers and to people in the sector. So to answer your question, there is no industry that I can be sure of that is a clear winner 5 or 10 years from now.
Very good. Thank you for this very clear answer. I would break here in the interest of time. I would like to thank Piotr, Danuta, Maciej for your contribution.